Wind Down contains graphic and explicit contents that may not be suitable for some listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Welcome to Wind Down. I'm Allison.
I'm Donna.
Thanks for tuning back in. We're getting into the swing of things. I know for the last couple of weeks we've been saying we're getting back into the swing.
But guys, we swung.
But we swung, and I think we had some good contacts.
So
we're coming back. We're coming back, baby. We back. We
like,
live.
Like syphilis and COVID, we didn't go all the way.
No. Anything else. I don't know what we could come back as, but I ain't
like
never.
The bubonic plague. We ain't go all the way away.
I'm coming back like the sun rises every morning and the moon.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm not coming back.
I'm going to come back like spring.
Okay, there you go. Mm-hmm. I'm summer. I'm a bad bitch.
Mm-hmm. Or winter with a bad cold. You know, one of the two.
Anyway, we're back. We're back in the swing of things. How was your week, mate?
It was good. You know, I got to be back in Maryland, which I always love driving down on the weekends.
Yes.
Oh my God, there was no traffic.
Bless him.
From New York, I drove through New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and Maryland, Delaware and Maryland.
Mm.
Guys, I have never gone down the Jersey Turnpike, which is literally just a straight shot to hell and back. Because it's 200 miles of straight road.
Straight.
Yeah. Nothing.
Bless
I did 80 the whole way down and was like, 75 the whole way down.
The cops ain't listening. If they are, they ain't pulling you over now. It's going to be in the
act. Bop. Just rolling along, having a good time. But
That's love. That's truly love. My week's been good. I'm back. I came back. I've been staying here at my parents' house, which was where we're currently recording.
Mm-hmm. It is Easter.
It is Easter weekend. He has risen?
Mm-hmm.
Not yet.
You know, like yeast. That
I hate you.
Like a bread.
I hate you.
It's the same thing. He compared his body
to
bread.
Not yet.
Right. Okay, so
he rose on a third day. So we only a second day. He's still proofing. He's gaining his strength right now.
Mm-hmm.
He in there listening to Nipsey Hussle right now. Dedication.
Getting that six pack ready.
Hustle. Anyway.
Oof, well,
shout
tired.
Out to Jesus.
Shout out to the real one.
Shout out to my savior. But yeah, it's been a good week. It's been chill. I mean, it's funny. Whenever I can string like 3 to 4, because I've been here since Thursday. So whenever I can string like 4 days here, it kind of feels just like
the normalcy. Nice little,
right. Like it's like I'm not home, but at least I got like my own bedroom, my own bathroom.
Yeah.
Like it's good. So
yeah, I could only ever really get like that, like sweet three, like Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then after that, it's like, well. I got to jump back and be back on Monday.
Yeah. So. I mean, I got to be back home by Monday, so it's kind of like, ugh. But
fighting that Sunday traffic.
It is what it is. The turnpike going up to Pittsburgh is smooth sailing normally.
That's good.
It's just set it, forget it. I'm listening to a nice audiobook. Don't ask me. The City Girls? Something like that?
I started listening to Something Was Wrong.
Mm-hmm,
that's a great podcast. Not sponsored at all, but
no. Shout out to something is wrong
between them and
one. Because 9 times out of 10, when you know something's wrong,
something is wrong. And if you don't know something is wrong, give it a listen. Because I'm sure you'll check some boxes with some people.
Because we got some personal stories of something.
Like herpes will not go away.
Keeps coming back.
But we're still drinking the same
white wine. I'm in a white wine mood, guys. Yes, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know if you guys are white wine fans, but a nice crisp Pinot Grigio.
In the middle of the day.
Ooh.
Listen, let me be like the wife of a rich ad exec who doesn't expect anything from me.
You want to be the wife of a rich ad exec who doesn't expect anything from you.
Exactly. I'll just be there.
I was just repeating for confirmation.
Yeah, no. Just for confirmation.
I'll make you a hot dinner every night.
I will order you a hot dinner.
Order every night. I like cooking a hot dinner every now and again.
Every so often.
And by cooking, I mean. Throw that bitch in the crock pot.
Boom. You ain't got to know. I'll pull it out the oven like, babe.
Slow and low. The house will smell like love.
Boom.
And you'll come home like someone cares.
It'll be 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Me and the girls just been drinking.
Drinking wine.
What'd
you do today, darling?
Shopped. I'll hit the gym.
I went and had book club with the girls.
I'll wake up when you wake up.
You know what? Your tie will be pressed.
I will wake up when you wake up.
It might be a little burnt, but it'll be pressed.
And I will make sure you got your coffee when you leave in the morning.
But let me tell you what.
Bye-bye.
Rosé all day, a little bit of white wine.
And by 4 or 5, you come home, dinner will be hot. The house will smell good.
Mm. Clothes will be...
Where he at?
Right. Hello? Mr. Addict?
Where you at?
Listening?
Anyway.
But yes, so...
We're drinking white wine, and you're going to pop the bottle right now.
I'm going to crack this one.
Crack it. That was a good crack. Yes. That was sturdy. Sorry. Got a nice chilled bottle of white.
Ladies first.
Alamos. It is going to be delicious. Ooh. Thank you, sir.
Yes. All right, mate. I went first last week, so I'm
going to I'm going first, but my question will be posed to you first.
Oh, dear.
Or poised to you first.
Oh, dear. Poised?
Poised.
Poised.
What is the worst first date you've ever had?
Okay, as the residential homosexual. Guys.
The residential homosexual.
Listen.
Worst first date. I want to hear the worst one.
Grindr's a dark place. Oh, date. Actual date.
Yeah, actual date. Okay. Not, I don't want to hear Grindr stories. No,
okay. Those are for a different topic.
I know it's dirty in them streets. Listen. It's trash in them streets. But let me rephrase that. Bumble and Hinge are also equally trash. As trash.
Yeah. No, you don't just get dick pics from the moment.
That's true.
Normally. So the one that the guy didn't show up.
Oh, at the one in Baltimore downtown.
So guys, I went to this really nice place, our house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a communal, like, what would you call it? Like a food court?
Yeah, but it's like one of the, you know, like the more like upstyle social ones nowadays where they put in all these different, and they change periodically. And they're super
cool. Like they got
bars
arts,
in the middle and TVs and
it's really like artsy. So I was like, oh, cool. We're good. And this guy and I had talked, he had like, I really thought this would go somewhere high ambition. Like I was like, oh, checking many of the boxes.
I remember you going, we were still living together, right?
We were still living together. And I like got dressed up, looked super cute, was making sure Allison and our other friend at the time knew exactly where I was, who I was going with, had my location. Guy never showed. Never showed. And so then I was like, you know what? I think I'm being stood up. I'm going to have another drink.
Yes.
Give it time, because at that time I had a low self-esteem, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to let this one play out. See if he comes in the next hour.
I think we were telling you to leave.
Yeah, and I had two drinks in that time, so then I left. He texted me as I was getting back on 95, heading back to Towson, which is another 25, 30 minutes out the way. Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry, I just woke up. And I never responded to him.
Good for you. So, yeah. Cheers. Fuck that guy.
Who has reached out since then, but you know. Could have had a bad bitch.
Your fault.
What about you? I don't think I've ever heard.
Sorry. Worst date. So I pick my... I'm very picky.
Yeah, that's
shocker. I'm sure you guys are all surprised to hear that. Yep. Very picky. So if I actually choose to go out on a date, I'm like, probably pretty invested. So it's probably... no, this is probably the worst first date. Yeah. Yeah. So I went out a couple months ago in Pennsylvania, where I now reside.
First mistake.
And this guy has such potential, and I hope he...
Don't never, you hate that?
I hope he never listens to this, because I'm not going to say his name. But anyway, he had such potential, y'all.
Well, I was like, oh. Okay, Paul.
Like, he worked out. His body was nice. I work out.
See...
But I'm not going to say it was all on physical. Like we both loved working out.
We all loved working out. All 12 of us in our brains.
We both loved working out. He had a great job. He seemed driven. He seemed to actually love his job. Loved to travel. Family oriented. Like check.
Right.
I was like, all right, you know what? After about like, but just because the schedules and me being back and forth between Maryland and traveling for my job, we finally met up probably a month after we like started talking.
Okay, enough time to find out if he's
right. Like, if you're crazy or not, and of course, like you and my best friend knew, like, okay, I'm going out.
Right, this here's my location.
Going, here's my location, time, da da da, blah blah blah. And you guys, they always have my location, so it's not like it's anything weird. It's just a matter of like, hey, maybe check on it
while we're here
in a couple hours. So I went out and I had to pick something up. So I got stuck in traffic. So we were supposed to meet at like 6:30 and I texted him at 5:45 because I had to head downtown, which is only 10 minutes from me, but it was taking me 20 minutes to get downtown. So I was like, it's going to take me longer to get.
Right.
So it only takes me from my house to downtown 10 minutes, literally.
Right. But
was taking me 20 minutes to get downtown, and from the place we were going on the date, and downtown, it was only 5 minutes away.
Or someone who lives in Jersey and has to deal with traffic like that on a daily basis. Yes.
So I left my house at like 5:45 because I thought it was only going to take me 10 minutes to get downtown. But at like 5:50, I was still sitting in traffic. I texted him. I said, hey, instead of doing 6:30, can we do 7? He texted back.
That is a very great, like, you did it on time.
Right.
Like,
it wasn't like I did it at 6:15.
Right.
He was like, no, sure. That's like no problem. I was like, I apologize. So I went, I grabbed my stuff. It took me longer to get back out because there's road closures downtown. So I texted him.
That's obnoxious.
At like 6:45, 6:50 was like, hey, I'm in the parking garage, like I'm getting in my car,
I'm keeping you abreast.
I'm keeping you abreast, exactly, to let you know.
Right.
And lo and behold, I tried to get out of the parking garage, and the gate would not let me out.
Oh, God.
It, for whatever reason, it lets you pay with American Express, but it does not let you out with American Express. So anyway, I wasted like 10 minutes. I had to go get the parking lot attendant. He finally lets me out. At this point, I've been in communication. But this is not the problem.
No.
This is not why it's the worst state. Because I still had hopeful...
It wasn't the timing.
No, it had nothing to do with the timing. So I show up. I'm like 10 minutes late.
Girl, bye.
Literally 10 minutes late. And...
You're a woman in America.
In
you're
full
a...
communication
right.
for the last hour.
How many
about
men?
What's going on?
Now, the other had it been the other way around,
I would have been sitting
there. You'd have been just sitting there.
And I felt guilty as fuck, y'all. I'm just going to let y'all know. I felt guilty as fuck.
I mean, yeah. You had potential to go actually out. It wouldn't be like, oh, well, right. I might make it out. I might not.
And I would have never gone downtown had I thought that I would have been stuck in this predicament downtown. Anyway, I make it to the date. He already eats without me.
Well,
he ordered the food. He ordered the food. I guess he was starving when he got there. I'm not sure.
Okay, but don't. But no. Whatever. No.
Whatever. Fine. I get it.
Like, go grab some before. Date tip from your residential homosexual. Always eat beforehand so you don't look like a husky bitch when you actually go out. Like, I will eat something. I'll grab something real quick. No, I never show up hungry because you can't see me unhinge my jaw like a Burmese python on the first date. I'm sorry.
Not
I'm
a
sorry.
Burmese
you can't.
I
can't sit there and be like, what are you going to get? A salad?
No, yeah, I eat. No. Well, y'all know I don't like, I'm not a big eater.
No, go ahead. Give me that burger, them fries. Go ahead, throw a grill,
so
a stick on the grill.
He told me he was going to order, and I was like, that's fine. Like, if you're super hungry, like, obviously, it's been 10 minutes, you got the table and everything, go ahead. Right. We went to Bar Louie, and I'm sorry if you guys love Bar Louie. I fucking hate Bar Louie.
I've never had a great
but
experience.
He picked Bar Louie, and I was like, for a casual drink, just to like meet
first
somebody.
First time,
fine,
just
whatever. But he was like, I'm going to order dinner. I was like, go for it. I knew that I was never going
to
like
I'm going to order an appetizer. What would you like to drink?
Thank you.
Wait, that would have been a anyway. Great way to go.
So I get there, and I show up, and it was just downhill from there. Like, the Bar Louie vibe was just, okay. So the scene, it wasn't like, it wasn't helping the situation at all. So I get there, and he's already just, like, kind of, not what I expected.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But wait, did he not look like his profile picture?
He did, but he didn't.
Oh.
It was definitely angles working.
Oh.
Yeah.
Baby.
Angles, hats, all that kind of stuff. And then his voice. So his voice was, like, higher than mine, y'all. And I don't even have a high voice.
I was about to say. Wow.
And so I was like, oh. This is why I need to talk to people on the phone before I meet them.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry. Where's the bass in your voice?
Just a little.
We both can't be screaming at each other and like.
Getting higher each other.
I can't not meet your octave because I can't go that high. Like.
I don't need you to be above me.
And like, maybe that's not a thing for other people. But for me, I'm like, I need some bass in your voice.
Again, as a gay man, it kind of.
You don't like
bass. Like my boyfriend doesn't have that much bass.
No.
At all. I have the bass.
Yes.
So it
for
works.
For me, I'm like, but, I need the bass. Yeah. I need, if somebody gonna tell me to sit down and shut the fuck up, you need to have some bass in your voice.
Because
if you like, sit your ass down, I'm gonna be like,
or what?
What the fuck are you gonna do about
sit
it?
Sit your ass down.
Right. Like, and that's just me. Like, everybody's got different personal choices, right. Like preferences. Yeah. But for me, I was just like, and so the whole time he's talking, I'm like.
And I'm imagining like.
And it
that,
wasn't
like
that
pillow
bad.
Talk at that high frequency, and I'm like,
it wasn't that bad. It just
what
was
are your
not.
Aspirations in life?
That's it. Was like it was very like soft and like.
And I get soft spoken. I understand.
No,
that.
It wasn't. But it was like it just didn't have any depth.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I don't know if I can.
No. So far, you're not. Yeah, you're not doing anything for me.
Anyway, I was just like, okay. And then so we're talking about traveling, and we're talking about just basically how my life is split between Pittsburgh and Maryland right now, and it will be like probably till after my sister's wedding because we're doing so much stuff
right,
back
just
and forth.
Running
blah,
back
blah.
Forth.
All my family's here. And our family is
right. We
so
come
close.
Down. It's we
Easter, birthdays,
every
holidays.
Party, every yeah. Right. You don't want to.
We're
not
just here.
Be there. Yeah.
And so, but he was kind of giving me like. Backhanded shit on it, and I was like, wait, I'm confused.
On traveling back to
see
your family?
Like, oh, well, you're never even really here. Like, you don't live in Pittsburgh. You just sleep here in Pittsburgh. And I was like,
okay, and you sleep in Pittsburgh.
Right,
good for you.
Like, it was just a lot of like that. So I was
I
don't even think I'm going to get to my stories because this is just the first.
Oh, no, hold on, because I want this. Continue.
Yeah, so anyway, it was like that. So I was just like, wait, you knew this? Because like, the last month we've been talking about, I've been in Pittsburgh almost every week.
Right.
Or I mean, in Maryland.
I'm sure you would message and be like,
I'm
in Maryland.
Traveling to Maryland.
Seeing my family.
Yeah. So it was just like, oh, well, you just. So it was that. And then the music kept changing, and Bartleby plays all types of music, yeah. and like a couple country songs came on, and I love country music, and one country song came on, and I was like, oh my god, I'm surprised they're playing this song, I love this song. He's like, you know this song? And I was like, yeah. Mm. And the judgment that came across by me knowing Heart Like a Truck by Lainey Wilson was so deep.
First of all, really good song.
Great song. I was like, lyrically, you have to listen to the lyrics. Like, I don't care that it's a country song. Listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I can't believe you would even listen to this song. And I was like,
I have to ask, was he a black guy?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's... Guys, it is 2023. Music is not segregated. I don't care. If you don't listen to country music because you can't, you don't care for it, or you don't like, you know.
That's fine. I don't like all types of music.
Do not put that on someone else.
Don't judge me for liking it. And like, I was like,
I'm not a big fan of rap. It gives me a headache. I will never judge somebody for liking it. Yeah. I'm like, cool.
I low key literally was just like, heard the chorus or heard the intro.
And you just knew the song.
I was like, oh my god, I love this song. And he was like, you know this song? And I was like, yeah, it's Heart Like a Truck by Lainey Wilson. And
Colin,
he was like,
shocked.
Right. He was like, really? I was like, yeah. Thanks. He's like, oh. You, like, listen to this? I was like, I listen to country music, like, 90% of the time.
I did that at work the other day with my boss. And Tennessee Whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to it, and he was like, well, what are you over there jamming into? And I was like, Tennessee Whiskey, yeah. Chris Stapleton. And he was like, you know that song? Now, again, my boss is an older white man.
Yeah.
So it kind of disconnected. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. I love that country music. Right. I was like, there's some artists I just really resonate bump with. Right. And he's like, oh, like it right. didn't clink.
So, yeah, so that was place. That. And then once that happened, because if y'all know anything about me, music is my soul.
Right.
It is how I translate everything that's working and happening in this world that we live in. And so I was like, oh, this ain't never going to work. Because if you can't take me listening to Lainey Wilson, Heart Like a Truck, you ain't never going to take me listening to like Morgan Wade or,
oh, yeah, I was gonna say, you just scratched
Tyler
the surface.
Childers
right.
or like anybody. Like,
it'd be one thing if you were like, oh, I love this one Dolly Parton song, 9 to 5.
Right.
Everybody knows the damn song.
Right. So I was just like, so anyway, that was the worst. And then like I left that date and I was like, I could have just went home after going downtown. Like,
see,
I didn't even need to be out. Like, I remember I texted you that?
Yep.
I was like, I literally got home and Darnell texted me and my best friend texted me and I was just like,
yeah, it
was a waste of my time.
Yeah.
Like, I could have just laid on my couch.
Literally, it could have been an email in a date form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to spend the last 5 minutes talking about other people's worst dates.
Oh, gosh.
So
hope you're ready.
So this is a BuzzFeed article, and BuzzFeed recently asked their community to share their worst date horror stories.
Oh,
so
God.
Here we go. First one. We went for coffee, and afterwards, he drove me to his grandparents' house where they were sleeping. He woke them up to introduce them to me.
So sorry.
Or introduce me to them.
Okay, let me tell you what I'm not doing. First of all, is ever waking up Pete or Lynette Hancock. Or
so, what I'm not doing is also not getting in the car with you on the first date. We're driving separately until day three.
But I'm not going to your... Mm-mm. Meeting family. Now it's one thing if like, oh, my mom was here, like I was trying to get her to leave.
Meet cute in the grocery store.
Boom. Ooh, sorry. Hi.
Right.
That's one thing.
That's it.
I'm not intentionally waking up grandma and granddad to be like, meet my future husband. What?
Yeah. No. This next one is cringy. We went to a scenic outlook over the city.
Okay.
He came up behind me, put his hands over my belly, and said, "Shit thee not. I can't wait till this is swollen." Oh, and said, I guess the person's saying, "Shit thee not. I can't wait till this is swollen with my seed." We were barely out of high school. I literally ran away in heels at night until I found a payphone. Girl, good for you.
Girl, you in danger.
Elizabeth Hands, good
you did the
for
right.
You.
Ew. Anytime a guy calls it a seed.
No. Mm-mm. I'm going to start. This is number three. I'm going to start by saying I have a very unique laugh. Just before the end of a semester, I started talking to a guy.
Okay.
He really wanted to see the first Avengers movie again. It was so good, he just needed to go again. So I said, okay, I'll go. We got into the theater, we sat down, and then he looked at me and said, "Since I know when all the funny parts are coming, I'll give you a heads up so you can hold it in." Oh, no!
Oh.
That's like the Heart Like a Truck. He didn't fuck with Lainey Wilson. I don't fuck with
you.
Yeah,
I was going to tell you, my natural laugh is not, no.
And it's showing, you guys can't see this, obviously, but it's showing clips of
the funny
Janice
moment.
From Friends and her laugh. Yes. Okay, he drove us to a movie theater to see a porno in 3D. In 3D, we seriously sat wearing those stupid red and blue glass, cardboard 3D glasses, watching stuff shoot at the screen. There wasn't a second date. Oh,
hold
my
up.
God. A 3D porno in a movie theater?
That's where? My, thank you, my first word. Where is?
Where are y'all going to movie theaters? Because I ain't never.
I'm never. Mm-mm. This is why you confirm what we were doing for the first days.
We organized to meet at a pub. As I walked in, he texted to say he was in the loo and told me what beer he wanted. He exited the toilet, sat down without saying hi, took a massive swig of his beer, no thanks, and launched straight into a story. In the toilet on top of the bog roll dispenser, there was a mysterious white powder, so he thought it was a good idea to swipe up some and rub it all over his gob.
He thought told it was the cocaine. Story
while laughing unpreparously.
Okay.
No questions asked about me.
What? First of all, so...
There's a follow-up.
Oh, God.
He then told me he invited his mates to join us. Honestly, they were fab company, and I wish one of them was my date. When they left, he proposed moving to another venue. At that point, he had asked me a grand total of 2 questions about myself after 3 hours or so. I made up the excuse that I needed to do some late-night grocery shopping to take advantage of low pre-closing prices. I gave no hug and definitely no kiss goodbye, just a little head nod. He texted persistently for a few days to organize another date before my blunt ass had enough and delivered the home troops.
Oh, no.
Well, you don't have to be such a bee about it, is what he said.
Okay, hold on, pause. I'm pausing your time because sidebar.
Yeah?
Worst date that someone showed up for was that one. And I had that happen where I went on a date with a guy. Mm-hmm. You remember this? And then his friend just happened to show up.
Were we living together?
We were still living together. It was the film buff. The guy who was in school for film at the time. He showed up. We went to the mall. We just were going to like walk around the mall, have a coffee. And all of a sudden his friend...
The teacher? No.
No, not the teacher.
Okay.
This is how my dating stories go, guys. He was the one in school for film at the time. And legit, he showed up. We were having a nice time. I didn't really care for... Like, I wanted to stop talking to him, but I was trying to just be nice.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, let's meet. And I was like, okay, maybe in person he's better. You know, because that's always how it goes. Right. And we're like having a nice time. I wouldn't have done a second date. I didn't do a second date. And legit, I was like, okay, I'm about to leave. And he was like, oh, wait, my friend's coming. And again, it's like the same thing with parents and grandparents. Like, I don't want to meet your friends on the first date. I don't want to meet your friends until like 6-8 months in. Right. Like, I need to know you. And it was that awkward, like, okay, am I dating both of you? Like, is this a...
Do I have to make your friend like me?
Right. Because... For 25 more minutes, I sat there and, like, reintroduced myself to the friend. Mm-mm. So, okay, continue.
All right, I'm going to read a couple more.
You're good.
He told me we were going to a party with his friends. Turns out it was an intimate proposal for his friend in the woods. There were 6 of us, and I had never met any of them. Fast forward, the proposal happened. She says yes. We were all congratulating them, and then he fake proposes to me in front of everyone as a joke.
No, that's not a joke.
I was mortified.
Him and the seed guy need to go somewhere.
Yeah, no. Don't fake propose. I don't want to be proposed... In front of anyone.
But you also don't know that person. Like
me
that.
And you. No. That's it.
I don't need a public thing. No, I don't need and public, also, don't, you don't know me.
No, exactly.
Like, that's not funny.
I can't. Ugh. This was an OkCupid match from way back when.
Okay, he didn't red drive, flag right there.
He didn't drive, so I went to pick him up.
Second red flag.
He offered to make some food, but the last thing I expected, since he said he was a chef, was ramen noodles. He claimed to be really interested in fashion, but when he showed up, what he showed me was a paper bag. Wait. Sorry. But what he showed me was paper bag underwear, each with its own moniker, and a belt buckle made of ice pop sticks. We went to a special event at a museum where he told everyone in line that I was his future ex-girlfriend that I was going to kick his ass.
That's not funny.
He asked a stilt walker who was very clearly dressed as a flamingo if she was a squirrel.
Oh.
He seemed very surprised that I didn't want to go back to his apartment afterward and make out.
No.
All right, I got one more.
Okay.
Didn't know the guy's actual name because his friend did the intro and he was in my phone as Fire Island Guy. It was too late to ask. He ordered spicy Japanese food he couldn't handle, drank his water, and asked for milk in between telling me he practiced writing rap music in his parents' basement.
Oh, he's an inspiring rapper.
The spicy food gave him diarrhea. He was gone from the table for 15 minutes. He went to kiss me at the end of the night after he had gone back into the restaurant for the bathroom again. I turned my head and he kissed the inside of my ear.
Ew.
It was awful. So, those are just some of the first dates. We're not going to prolong this.
Guys.
Everybody's been there.
Guys.
We've all done it.
Every time I think I could be single again.
You know, after that one, I was like trying to be back in the dating scene. No, and after the one the other day, and I say the other day, it was probably 2 months ago now at this point, by the time you guys hear this. I was just like.
If I didn't love my boyfriend as much as I did. now. Yeah, I'm done.
It's crazy out in these streets. It's just like...
Hell no.
Yeah, I just... One day. Well, what's your topic, mate?
Okay, we're just gonna...
We could just talk about dates for another 10 minutes.
No, because I'm gonna just go into my topic. But I need a palate cleanser.
Yeah, it's for... If any of y'all out dating out there, may the odds forever be in your favor. And if you are married and you are happy and you love that person once... We're jealous. The single people, trust me.
And no, the single people, live your best life. You don't need some. You are a whole person without another person.
My house right now, I left it a week ago. And I guarantee when I go back to that bitch,
boom.
It's exactly how I left it.
So you know what? Just guys, be careful.
Hold on.
All right, I'm going to change topics completely.
Okay.
And we're going to school.
We're going to school. Well, maybe if school taught me better, I might actually...
Oh, it's funny you say that. 13 things they didn't teach us in school, but they should have. So
Is this the topic you didn't tell me about? Remember this one earlier today you asked me, do I want to know what topic?
Yeah, this one was one of them. And the prison one was the other one.
We still don't tell each other our topics.
Yeah, we still aren't talking about it. This is from Chase the Writer's Dream.
Okay, so you don't start your timer, or you want me to do it?
I did.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go ahead. Number one.
Things they didn't teach us in school.
Things they didn't teach us in school, but should have. Number one, anything to do with banking.
Yeah.
So this includes, you know, creating a basic budget,
mm-hmm.
opening a checkings and savings, mm-hmm. understanding interest rate,
mm-hmm.
filling out checks and deposits, obtaining money orders, and comparing services from banks or credit unions.
Yep. I will guilty tell y'all this story very briefly. Mm-hmm. One time on my American Express, if any of y'all have American Express, the gold or the platinum card, or maybe the black card. I ain't got the black card.
Hey, I'm playing.
You got to pay it off every month. It don't matter what you charge, pay that bitch off.
All the way.
One time I left like an $800 balance on it, nonchalantly, didn't think of it, the month rolled in.
The month rolled out.
At the interest rate that bitch hit me at, I was like, never again. Nope, they didn't teach me that.
I did have a Living in Contemporary World class, and they basically taught you how to write a check, but they never explained anything beyond.
But who uses, I don't know why I'm clapping. Who uses checks anymore?
Now, this was 2009.
You remember my last check story? When I went to the bank and I tried to order checks.
Oh.
And then she wanted my best friend.
Yeah, Allison can't go back to that bank. Yeah. God, she has a new best friend. Number two, how to fill out the FAFSA loan.
Yep, no, my parents helped me.
Yeah. No, my parents were like, I have never done. My parents also grew up in the 70s or 80s.
Oh, no, I mean, my parents had never filled out one.
Right. So my parents were like, my mom was like, I went to school full ride. I was like, okay, well, smell you, Nancy Drew. So you gonna pay a full ride, right? Nah.
We're not in these streets.
My mom
looked
at me and said, if you can't afford it, you can't go. I said, all right, bet. Mm. And I afforded.
Mm-hmm. And here we are.
And here we are, $70,000 later. Yes. Number three. How to complete your taxes.
Oh.
So this is actually what brought up this topic to me.
Yeah, I still have to do my taxes. I have to send my account. I'm sending my taxes in. If my cousin is listening, I'm sending them in.
Literally, I sat there the other day and I was doing them. First of all, I was in Maryland for a month.
Mm-hmm.
I stole all these bitches $275. Oh, I said for a month.
For what?
I said I was barely here.
Westmore.
Right. Jersey gave me a little something back. I was like,
Jersey.
No, they lulling me into a false sense. And then they said, would you like to give that to next year just in case you owe? Like, you can get it back next year if you don't want it this
Jersey
year.
Know what they're doing.
Right. I was like, so y'all gonna fuck me over next year is what I'm hearing. Got it. And then obviously the federal just bends you over and is like, take it.
Right.
So that's what brought that up to me. Because how is it that you have to do this every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you do it wrong or incorrectly... You're penalized for it.
Yeah, comes looking for you.
Yeah. Where my friend in the UK was like, oh, they just tell us, hey, you owe this or we owe you this.
Yeah.
That's it. I never understood that.
Never understood that.
How to prepare for a job interview. Now, there are some
schools
that do it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I had peeling that.
Yeah. I literally, granddad.
I have to sneeze at some point, so sorry if I sneeze.
No, you're good.
I mean, it's been coming along for 2 hours, but, so if it happens,
like my
it's
mom.
Happening.
My mom was like, all right, so I'm going to ask you just like 5 interview questions. And then after that, it was my first interview, and they just kept rolling.
Yeah, I don't know how I got. I just turn every interview into a conversation. I think I told you that. That's just how I work.
How to appropriately post on social media. Now, that's a new one.
Yeah.
So, obviously, in school, we probably didn't get that.
Yeah, we didn't get that. There wasn't.
We were the height of
Building to that.
Because MySpace, Facebook had just come around.
Yeah, I ain't posting nothing. The most you might get is workout videos for me.
If that. For me, I think the last thing I posted was us in Italy. I don't think I've ever posted that since then. Number six, understanding investments.
Nope. I'm trying to figure it out.
Wall Street, understanding stocks and bonds, to me, that's witchcraft that I don't like.
I want a financial advisor, but I don't want to pay somebody to be my financial advisor.
Yeah. And I don't know what that actually all entails. Like, how much you gonna pay me? How much am I charging you?
Much are you charging me to tell me where to put my money?
I don't even know which way we're charging. Number seven, planning for retirement. Understanding the difference between, you know, a what?
Bruh, yeah, a 401k.
401k, an IRA.
An IRA, all of that.
A Roth fund.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, our generation and every generation subsequently below us will be working our entire lives.
Oh.
Unless you become independently wealthy or have some type of fortune.
Or you have that one, you know, husband of 95 years old who just mysteriously fell down the stairs.
But sadly, because there are boomers right now that are still working because for whatever reason their pensions or it's something happened in life and they're... And it's sad because I actually hate when I see someone in their mid-70s late 60s.
Who you know have worked their entire
working
life.
Working these, like, waitress jobs, and they're good jobs. Yeah. They're not bad jobs. And some of these
it's
people...
It's not the job.
Right,
it's
some of these people are doing it because it keeps them moving and it keeps them, you know...
Right, I wanted to keep working.
But the ones that I know that are doing it because they have to live and they need the benefits, it hurts my soul. Because I'm like, you're somebody's mother. You're somebody's grandmother.
Right, you should be spending time, especially since
it's your last, like... You paid your dues. Like, the system has failed you.
You get 20, maybe... years left. Like, you should
be doing
what
you want. And now
you
have to clock in Saturday and serve some shitty ass snotty ass teenager a burger at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
Number eight, where to find resources in case of an emergency. Hurricanes, tornadoes, fires like that. Like, I mean, homeless shelters. Like, people don't.
Yeah. Can I say one last thing on the last topic? I will say that one of America's greatest plights is that we do not take care of our older generations, way the Asian cultures, Hispanic cultures,
oh my god,
and Italian cultures,
in general,
other
the rest of the world
take care of their older generations. There's so much wisdom, knowledge, health,
strength,
right. And we just cast them away. Mm-mm. And
we just shove them in homes and be like, all right, you're fine.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it is. Number nine, how to access public records, i.e., for health, educational or mentor purposes.
Bro, if it wasn't for my chart, I'd be lost.
Oh, listen.
My chart and Face ID.
Mm-hmm. And if, God forbid, I ever not know. I had to pick my doctor, and I was like looking through all their like personal stuff, and I was like, oh, this doctor graduated from here. It has, you know, specialties in these. Right. And I'm like,
do I need
this?
I don't know. Maybe one day.
Do I want this? And then like, literally my question was, so how, like, would you prefer to work with men, or do you only work with, like, my doctor is a short little feisty woman.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. But I was like, I want to make sure you're comfortable working with men. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
But I also wanted a woman doctor. I didn't
But want, they don't tell you that in school.
No.
There's doctors out there. If you need them, go get them.
But how to get them is the kicker. All right. So we were at number nine. Sorry, it jumped up on me. Number 10, creating a budget based on a specific income.
Y'all ain't even going to front. I'm really good at budgets when I need to be, and I'm bad when I
don't. Oh, guys, The Sims. That is the extent of my budget education. Can I keep a fake person alive?
I'm shaking. Y'all can't see me right now. I'm just shaking my head because I gave myself for a budget of April, and I bought 2 pairs of shoes.
So they weren't in the budget.
They weren't in the budget.
Oh.
And I'm going on this trip in Ibiza in a couple weeks.
Yep.
And... Yeah, pray for me, y'all.
Yeah. All right, we're going to move on before she... Number 11, appropriate public speaking skills. Not just reading from a paper in front of the class.
Y'all might think I have shitty reading skills because every time I read, I'm on this podcast and I've been drinking.
Yeah,
same. But I am, when it comes to like presentations and reading in public, I am thorough as a motherfucker.
No, and that's... But for me... I feel like meetings versus like what we did in school, like book reports and stuff, standing up.
Oh.
This is how you, Great Expectations.
Yeah.
Charles Dickens. Da, 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 da.
Yeah. This I never slide. Liked reading yeah. in school, but I do love giving trainings and presentations at work.
Exactly. But actually making it fun and like right. showing
interacting. That. And I love feeding off of people's energy and right. getting to know people. And so that's what, like, if you look at work presentations and work things like that and make them interactive, it's good. But in school, yes. One way when it's like, when you were playing popcorn, I used to fucking hate
oh
that game.
Oh my God.
I don't want to play popcorn.
No. Or the ones that, and you can tell the people who this public speaking wasn't their thing. Like you go do a Zoom meeting and you can tell they're reading off the script off of the computer on the same page. They're just
and there's nothing wrong with that. Not all of us have
no,
that.
No. But then the charisma. Ones that do and you're like, oh my God, that breath of fresh air.
Captivated.
Right. And I'm here for it. All right. And number 13, finally, email etiquette. Oh. Now, this is one that, like, again, depending on when you grew up, like, obviously, we were on that, like, cusp of, like, you've got mail.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, I don't need a thank you reply.
No.
I don't need a reply all to your one email that you're supposed to send.
Reply out. All criminals? Stop!
Like, oh, and that's perfect timing.
Stop!
Literally, it just, the things, that, like, I can't. The people who write in, like, cursive, like, funny little loopy.
No.
In your, no.
We have
you're
Toyota
a grown
type.
Adult.
We literally have.
We have a Kia type.
Yep.
And so literally.
Send it back in Toyota type and don't talk to me.
No, but the people that we reach out to outside, like our dealers and everything,
yeah.
are supposed to have a very nice font. But I talk to the girls up in, like, you know, finance and the ones who look for the MSOs. And they're writing in these pink loopy scrawls. And I'm like, what the hell? Did, like, I have to copy it and paste it into Word.
Yeah, and figure out.
And figure out what you
Because I'm not figuring out the diction of, like, something, something, something yeah. type font.
Or, like, reading a Venn.
Yeah.
And it's like, is that an E, a 3? Is that an M? Is that a W?
No.
I'm not doing it.
No, I'm with you.
So, yeah.
This is specifically why I have on my iPhone, if I send an email, you know, I specifically make sure it says sent from iPhone.
Right.
Because that way, if I'm text emailing you back and I'm on my iPhone, it means I'm walking.
I'm in the middle of something.
I'm doing something. Yes. Like, I'm in the middle of doing something. If I'm from my laptop, then you can expect it to be a little bit more.
Right. Detailed,
a little bit more refined.
Cleaned, yeah.
But I specifically make sure in my signature from my iPhone, it says sent from iPhone, which many people do because, like, we out in these streets. Like, I'm busy. Yeah. I ain't got time. And iPhone etiquette, it matters. I mean, there were
email etiquette. I mean, but matters. I feel like the same with text. Now, texting you and I.
Oh, yeah.
I'll text you and be like,
at this point, I know they put the edit button in, but you saw a few times. Like, it's easier for me to just retype what I meant to say
and
put an asterisk than it is for me to hit edit. Click through the message, try to get to the word, and re-put it.
But, like, you and I will type, you are, and be like, you're. You know what I mean.
I've never done that.
I'm not that person.
But you could.
I'm the grammatical, like, I will put the comma in where it goes. I will put the period and the question mark.
Same.
But the people who don't, to, like, their bosses and stuff, like, ooh.
I don't use shorthand.
Also, cleaning up your emails. But that kills me.
Clean it up.
People who got, like, thousands of emails.
Oh, no. If you went upstairs in my email box right now, there's 3 unread emails.
I can tell you there's probably 12 because I haven't touched it since Friday.
Yeah. And there's only 3 because it was 3 that I have to answer.
But everything has a folder.
Yep.
It's either deleted.
And on my iPhone right now, there are none.
Yeah, no. There might be like a few because I've been getting them. But
I don't even do notifications.
Oh, I can't keep the notifications.
It gives me anxiety, y'all. I can't do it.
But, yeah,
but if you can operate in that, shout out to you.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it.
Because you're probably really high functioning in something else that I'm not.
No.
But
yeah.
Final thoughts?
Even though school didn't teach it to you, you have this magical thing. Everyone has a phone.
We have
everyone
more resources than we've ever had in our entire life.
Right. There's no reason now.
We ain't even got to go get encyclopedias.
No. No. Back in the day when you had the book, the encyclopedia books. Yeah. But.
Yeah. We ain't got to do that no more.
No.
We can just pick up our phones. iPads.
You know, school not teaching it to you is no longer an excuse.
Yeah. No. It's not.
Figure it out for yourself.
You're right.
Do your own research.
Do oh my God. Can I pick a slogan of 2023? Do your own research.
I like that one. Yeah. So that's, yeah.
That's 2023. My final thought, it's kind of based off of your topic, but it has nothing to do with my topic because dating is exhausting.
Do your own research and dating.
Do your own research and dating. Yes. My topic would be, I wish we would just treat our elders with more respect.
I like that. That is.
Yeah. I really do. I mean, when you look at other cultures, it's just insane.
The retirement
the multiple
really
generations under one home, the respect, the knowledge is passed down, recipes, wisdom,
ancestry,
culture. I think we just so get so caught up, we let it get lost, and it's unfortunate. And I wish
your parents
we
prioritize, and grandparents aren't a burden. Yeah,
I wish we prioritized it more in American culture. So, if you can, I know it may be a burden and it may feel a lot, but
reach out to your grandmother. Call her. I promise you, it'll make her day. Yes. It might be like 20 minutes of pain to you, but baby, it'll make her week. All right, guys, we went a little over, but you got a little extra from us.
Exactly. So. With that,
peace,
love,
cheers.
See you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening, y'all. Be sure to check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. We're on all the social medias. It's some version of the Wind Down Pod or the Wind Down Podcast. And of course, when we're saying we want you to reach out to us and talk to us, we have a Gmail account, the Wind Down Crew, C-R-E-W, @gmail.com. All those random questions we ask during the episode, hit us up. We want to have that conversation with you. Most importantly, be sure to like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And if you're really feeling us, hit those 5 stars. We thank y'all for listening every single time. We appreciate you. And with that, peace, love, cheers.